This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome in, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and next to me, as always, is my co-host RJ, and we're excited to be here. We're on a nice 6-1 heater at the moment, looking to keep it going and ready to talk some Liga MX. How are we doing, RJ?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Cooper. Good to be back, as always. We're coming to a close on this regular season here, so hopefully we can finish our strong performance and get in a nice place and get the viewers a couple more winners this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're coming down the home stretch. Most teams have two matches remaining before we start talking about playoffs, which is a really exciting time. That's actually when this show started last season. RJ and I had a really fun playoff run, had a really successful run in the playoffs. So yeah, we're excited to finish out the regular season here and get ready for the playoffs. But we got two plays for you again this week, one for me, one for RJ, as always, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Yep. I'll kick us off if you want, Cooper.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the one and only play I'll be on this weekend is going to be on Sunday at 8:05 p.m. Eastern time. I'm looking at the match between Club Lyon versus Querétaro. Basically, Club Lyon coming off two timely wins, right? Keeping a clean sheet in both of those matches, sitting in ninth place and holding on to a playoff spot by 3 points currently. For those who don't know, the top 12 teams in League MX make the playoffs. I think the top four get byes, and then the remaining teams play in a quarterfinal type setup or format. So Querétaro are in poor form, right? They've been in poor form. They're consistently bad. That's been throughout the whole season. They're currently sitting in 18th place, which is the bottom of the table. 9 points in 15 matches. And at this point, they're playing for pride. I think from a mathematical perspective, they're technically still not out of it, but they would require a ton of assistance and basically every team in the hunt to lose, right? So, yep. And from a goal scoring perspective, they just don't have the goals to compete either in that regard. So, however, they have scored on the road in their last six matches, and I do expect that to continue. So back, my play here is Club Lyon versus Querétaro, both teams to score at -128. Club Lyon over the last six matches, 1.83 goals for, 1.83 goals against, so just under two goals for, just under two against. They failed to score in 33% of those matches. I do not expect them to fail to score here. And they've kept a clean sheet in 17%. So very rarely do they keep a clean sheet at home.
Yep.
Querétaro only averaging one goal for, but they've consistently found the net. And they're not going to score multiple goals likely here, in my opinion. But they haven't failed to score in their last six. They haven't kept a clean sheet. They've averaged 2.17 goals against. And I like the look of both teams to score here. I expect Club Lyon to obviously be somewhat cautious here, right? They want to get out of here with the maximum amount of points to further advance in the table to secure that playoff spot. But when you have a team playing for pride, right, on the road, they haven't failed to score against like teams like Club Lyon. It's dangerous, right? It's a dangerous spot for them. I think, it's something they're certainly not going to want to overlook. And from a stats perspective, looking through all the matches next week, this is my favorite play.
Yeah, so Querétaro have actually, both teams' scores happened in 11 of 15 this year, which is a much higher percentage than we probably would have expected going into the season. But yeah, they, like you said, I mean, not averaging a ton of goals, but they've just find a way to consistently put the ball in the back of the net. Looking at Lyon, this is a team when they play at home, you pretty much know you're going to get an open match. It's generally going to be end to end pretty often. Mm-hmm. So, should be an exciting matchup the way these two teams, will line up. And Querétaro have nothing to lose here. So I almost kind of had like a both teams to score first half. My senses were tingling a little bit with this one because it feels like Querétaro, they're a road dog. They might catch them out in the first half early, kind of catch them off guard. They've done that a couple of times this year, but pretty good odds on this both teams to score here. I think that that's indicative of what kind of match we're going to get.
Yeah.
And yeah, León also not great defensively. So
no, certainly not. On the road, very poor. At home, a little better, but it's got the makings of an open match. I think the total is over 2.75, around even money. I think over 2.5 is around -130.
Yeah.
Which is quite juicy, right? And I think, you know, the bookies do expect some goals here as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at head-to-heads here before we move on to the next one. Both teams' scores actually cashed in four of the last five between these two. So also a little bit surprising. A little bit surprised to see that total of 2.75 just because, like we said, Querétaro, on paper, they're not that prolific, but these guys just consistently have found the back of the net and actually made us money two out of two times this year. So Hopefully they'll keep that trend going for
us. Third time's also a charm.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I'll hop into my play here. This is not as exciting as RJ's, but RJ cashed an under last week, so hopefully I'll do the same. Looking at a Club America and Chivas Guadalajara at the under 2.5 here at -120 on Bet Rivers. The big thing for these two clubs heading into this game is this is their third game in their last 7 days for both of the clubs. Club America, obviously they sit at the top of the standings, preseason favorite, started out slow, and they've ended kind of where they were expected to end after their, you know, world tour against Manchester City and Barcelona and all that stuff was done. They focused on their domestic play, and right now they're number one in the standings heading into the playoffs. Chivas has been okay. They're number seven. They also have a playoff spot wrapped up pretty much. And I just think that this is just like your classic. Both teams have congested schedules at the moment. They're going to go into this match. They're fine with a draw. I mean, could one-to-one happen? It's a possibility. The last two head-to-heads between these clubs have ended 0-0. That's kind of a nice cherry on top. We're not big head-to-head cappers, but anytime you have two back-to-back 0-0s, that's not bad. Let's see. Also, these are two top five teams in expected goals allowed. So really good defensively. Club America is actually number one in goals allowed. And Chivas is number two in goals allowed. So good defensive teams. That's kind of been a trademark for Chivas Guadalajara for a long time, is, you know, having a good, strong defensive unit, especially on the road in the last couple of years. Ricardo Cadena, their new coach since midway through last season, has continued with that trend as far as being a good defensive, you know, being good defensively. Club America also good defensively. Club America has a strong attack. So, you know, looking at this game kind of from a devil's advocate standpoint, you worry, you know, or could they go off? Because if you look at the trends, like I said, before I got into this is not really a trends play. You're not going to like this play if you listen to this and then go look at the trends, because Club America has scored a lot of goals, especially in the last seven or eight matches. But this is just kind of an experience play. I mean, like I said, both of these clubs, this will be their third match in 7 days. They're going to rotate. They both have a playoff spot wrapped up. They're going to be fine with just kind of sitting on it and, you know, probably a low scoring draw here.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there, Coop. And, you know, I'm just taking a quick look at the stats as I normally do. And, you know, it's, as you said, like, if you look at the trends, I mean, they've averaged, and it's mainly skewed because of the match where they scored seven goals.
Right.
Against Cruz Azul.
Was that Cruz Azul? Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, they've scored a maximum of three goals in their last home match. But, you know, they don't typically, 60% of their last five matches, they've kept a clean sheet, right? They allow 0.4 goals against a side who is slightly inconsistent on the road, right? They've had a couple 0-0 matches. They failed to score in one out of the last five. And they also keep clean sheets pretty frequently, like 40% in their last five matches. So this is tough, in my opinion, to read. You know, I'm sure you know, as you said, you've had your reasons, but I wouldn't love the over here, especially based on what I'm seeing for stats. And the Club America's at the top, right? They're 31 points. They're tied with Monterey here. Are they fine with a point? Do they really care if they finish first place? You know, they pretty much have a first round, you know, bye, so to speak, locked up. So, and you know, Chivas on the other hand, sitting pretty as well, right? They don't really necessarily need to go for gusto. A point, I think they'd be happy with. So, it's an interesting game, that's for sure.
Yeah, and also if you look at the money line odds here, America's favored. They're minus 120, which to me was indicative that the books are expecting some rotation, because I think a lot of people are going to want to back Club America here, you know, based on their form, based on being at home, based on obviously being the stronger club at the moment in comparison to Chivas. But I think minus 120 to me is like, it's not going to be as easy as you think. It's not minus 160. It's not minus 175. It's minus 120. Right. That's kind of a slight favorite. To me, that feels like this is 0-0 for a long time, or it's 1-0 for a long time. And it's not going to be as cut and dry as probably a lot of the public bettors are expecting this one to be. And to me, that reflects probably a low scoring match. So,
yeah.
But anyways, those are our two plays for the week. We really appreciate everybody tuning in. As always, RJ and I are also making occasional appearances on the Europa League show with Nigel Seeley, also the Champions League show on occasion. Make sure you guys are checking out all the other shows. We're covering a lot of the leagues around the world, including other sports. Follow us on at Because We Win at the Betting Weekly Studios on Twitter. And again, just appreciate you guys tuning in. You got anything, RJ?
Yeah, no, just echoing what you stated. You know, make sure you guys give us a follow. There's a lot of great handicappers, a lot of good talent putting out quality content consistently, right? Growing by the day. We really appreciate the support, and good luck this weekend. And we'll see you guys next week.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.